The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
For all the super wine geeks out there, we have a special new series dedicated to you. We are reading excerpts from our new edition of Italian Wine Unplugged 2.0. Wine lovers, tune in for your weekly fix only on Italian Wine Podcast. If you want to own a copy of this new must-read Italian wine textbook, just go to Amazon.com or visit us at MamaJumboShrimp.com.
Sangiovese. Description. Most planted and perhaps the most important Italian wine grape. It is produced in all regions of Italy, except Aosta Valley and Trentino Alto Adige, most prominent in Tuscany, Marche, and Emilia-Romagna. DNA studies regarding its parentage have discovered Strinto Porcino as a possibility. Various other scenarios are yet not conclusive. Other possible parents include Negro Dolce and Calabrese di Montenuovo. Sangiovese itself has a parent relationship to many Italian wine grapes, further bolstering its status as a grape of great importance and long history in the country. Descendants include several grapes from Sicily, indicating a potential path of this grape's travel over time. The Sangiovese vine likely originated in southern Italy and has spread across the peninsula, most notably to central Italy and Tuscany, with numerous biotypes and clones. While the most noticeable biotypes are Sangiovese Piccolo and Sangiovese Grosso, differentiated by berry size, there are many others, and the choice of selection is important in matching the best vine to climate and soil. Historically, written documentation of Sangiovese only dates at least as far back as the 16th century. The name has potential references: Sanguis Jove, Blood of Jupiter, and Sangiovannese, San Giovanni or Saint John, whose celebration day coincides with summer solstice. It has many synonyms, some that are historical references to grape names before they were determined identical to Sangiovese, including Brunello, Sangioveto, Prugnolo Gentile, Morellino, and Nielluccio. In the vineyard, very good at expressing terroir and grows in a variety of soils and climates. Even within a limited geographical area, like Chianti Classico or Montalcino, different soils can lead to significant variety in the grape's expression within the area. With high acidity and tannins, it requires a long growing season to provide adequate body and phenolic ripening. Less fertile soils are desired to constrain vigor, and yields must be controlled to produce a quality wine. Grows best in soil with high limestone content, provides elegant aromatic wines, and the Galesso soil of Chianti Classico, a shale clay mixture. Sedimentary and rocky soils that are well draining also make good expressions. Does not perform well in volcanic soils. The vine can adapt to different training types, and the training can therefore be selected to produce the best results in particular location, like using Alberobello in dry, well-drained areas. In general, cooler climates produce fresher and brighter expressions of Sangiovese with more floral aroma, while warmer climates, such as coastal and Montalcino areas, make fuller-bodied and riper expressions with more herbal notes. Sun exposure in Montalcino is also important, as well as its relative location within Montalcino, where the northern part has a climate more similar to Chianti and the southern part is more Mediterranean. One of the key challenges in making wine from Sangiovese is balancing the high acidity and tannin with a relatively lower body. This challenge can be addressed through blending with other grapes for body and color, and also through longer maceration. A cold soak can be employed before fermentation to enhance aromatic characters. The winemaker may also choose varying method of aging, including no oak, used oak, new barriques, and bottle aging. In the glass, tasting profiles depend on the growing location and the vinification. Generally, wines will exhibit medium ruby appearance and primary aromas of red cherry, followed by licorice, tomato leaf, and violet or herbal aromas. More aged examples take on leather and tar characters. Medium-high tannin with powdery mouthfeel, high acidity, medium to full body. May use large-use barrels for aging, but may also have new barriques. Specific styles. Almost always a dry, still wine with some rosato examples. Often produced as a blend, although Brunello di Montalcino DOCG requires 100% Sangiovese. Blends may be produced with native Italian and regional grapes, including Malvasia Nera, Cannaiolo, and Mammolo. Blends with international grapes like Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot may add body and color, along with softening acidity. At the table, hard cheeses, such as Pecorino Romano or Parmigiano Reggiano, and also classic tomato sauce. Oak-aged examples can be paired with grilled and roasted meats and sausages. Associated regions and DOPs. Tuscany, Brunello di Montalcino DOCG, Vino Nobile di Montepulciano DOCG, Morellino di Scansano DOCG, Carmignano DOCG, Chianti DOCG, Chianti Classico DOCG, Rosso di Montalcino DOC, Rosso di Montepulciano DOC. Marche, Conero DOCG, Rosso Conero DOC, Rosso Piceno DOC. Emilia Romagna, Romagna DOC. Benchmark producers: Antinori, Fontodi, Frescobaldi, Castello di Fonterutoli, Drei Donà, Sassetto Livi, Castellare di Castellina. Schioppettino. Description: records show that Schioppettino has been in viticultural use in the eastern corner of Friuli Venezia Giulia and bordering Slovenia since at least the 13th century. It still thrives primarily along the Udir River valley, around the municipality of Prepotto and the hamlets of Challa and Albana. Once believed to be a mutation of local champion Ribolla Gialla, the grape is also known as Ribolla Nera. Although modern ampelographic techniques and recent DNA testing have disproven this theory, the synonym is still in use. Other names include Ribolla Nera or Pocalza. In Italian, the onomatopoeic word schioppo translates to gunshot or little crack, a reference to the crunchiness of its berries and its lively acidity, or possibly the spicy notes of cracked peppercorns evident in the wines. Similar to other indigenous grapes, it narrowly escaped extinction, first struck by Oidium in the 1850s and by the phylloxera epidemic in the 1860s, it then fell out of favor in the 20th century with yield, consistency, and commercial appeal were paramount for producers trying to make ends meet. So scarce was the evidence of its existence that it did not make the list of appellation wines when the Colli Orientali del Friuli DOC zone was established in 1970 and failed to be included among the varieties authorized and recommended for the cultivation under the EEC regulations until 1983. Currently, the total plantings in these appellations amount to 80 hectares, with two subzones added to the Disciplinare, Challa 1995 and Schioppettino di Prepotto 2008. In the vineyard, Schioppettino has large bunches, sometimes winched, relatively compact, elongated, and cylindrical.
Are you enjoying this podcast? There's so much more high-quality wine content available from Mama Jumbo Shrimp. Check out our new wine study maps, our books on Italian wine, including Italian Wine Unplugged, The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, Sangiovese Lambrusco and Other Stories, and much, much more on our website, mamajumboshrimp.com. Now back to the show.
The medium to large blue back berries are coated with a waxy bloom that help prevent sunburns. Not easily adaptable and needs the typical marl, ponca, soil of Colli Orientali for the proper intake of water and minerals. This vine struggles in hot vintages and prefers cooler microclimates. But being a late ripener, it demands a long and gentle ripening to avoid unpleasant green woody notes and unripe tannins. It is also susceptible to mellowed age and floral anomalies and is not resistant to pests, especially Peronospora. Mild but constant ventilation, as well as good water drainage and exposure, are crucial to the success of this vine. In the glass, brilliant deep ruby red in color. Wines of Schioppettino have a minimum body and structure, well known for its famous natural pepperiness due to the high levels of rotundone, the sesquiterpene generally found in its grape skins. Generally, the elegant and fragrant aromas of cherries, raspberries, and small berry fruits, along with the underlying floral notes, the fine-grained tannins and moderate alcohol pair with a sustained acidity all combine to deliver good drinkability. With aging, the wine evolves more complex notes and woody underbrush, tobacco and tar, and a fuller feel on the palate. Thanks to a supportive diurnal temperature range and excellent ventilation, the wines from Prepotto and Albana are generally richer and bolder with more fragrant aromatics than those from Challa, where a cooler microclimate delivers more refinement, slender body, high acidity, and a distinguished fruity purity that can be almost weightless on the palate. At the table, with its elegant, assertive presence, it sits particularly well next to the poultry or fowl, partridge, roast duck or goose, and Venetian-style veal liver. For a traditional Friulian pairing, try rabbit stew or polenta, or a sausage specially called marcundelle. Lighter styles can even pair with roast or grilled anchovies, sardines or mackerel, and redfish soup. Associated regions and DOPs. Friuli Colli Orientali DOC. The variety is also cultivated in the Isonzo DOC and other parts of the region under the larger IGT Venezia Giulia. Benchmark producers: Ronchi di Challa, Vigna Petrussa, Antico Broilo, Le Due Terre, Ronco Severo, Grillo, Lino Casella, Moschioni, Marco Sara, Ponca, Bressan. Teroldego. Description. As one of Trentino's main grapes, its poetic name, which translates as the Golden One from Tyrol, refers to its long-standing value in the region. With written references dating all the way back to the 13th century, it is not surprising that a Teroldego-based wine was served at the royal court of Vienna and in other European cities in the 18th and 19th centuries. DNA testing has revealed that Teroldego is a parent of Lacaine and a sibling of Dureza, a parent of Shiraz, and is also relevant to Pinot Noir. Even though Teroldego Rotaliano became a DOC in 1971, the variety risked extinction on account of its high acidity and mass production. It was the inspired intuition and dedication of winemaker Elisabetta Foradori that brought Teroldego back to the international stage. Foradori initiated a qualitative revolution by completing a mass selection of the estate's oldest and most high-quality yielding vines, and then introducing Gio vine training to limit the vine's natural tendency to highly vigorous productivity. The result was a more concentrated, complex, and age-worthy style that other producers soon emulated. Despite numerous attempts to acclimatize Teroldego into other regions, it remains deeply bound to its mountains and the unique environment of the Piana Rotaliana, a sandy, gravelly plain at the foot of the Dolomites, historically regarded as the original and best site for the variety. Teroldego Rotaliano DOC is one of the few site variety-specific appellations in Italy. In the vineyard, Teroldego produces compact, elongated, pyramidal bunches with medium to small round blue-black berries with thick, resistant, dusky skins. The fruit is normally low in tannin, but high in aroma, color, fruit extract, acidity, sugar, and potential alcohol. The soil in the Piana Rotaliana is rich with calcareous, granitic, and porphyritic rocks carried downstream by the river Noce, thus ensuring perfect drainage for rainwater and melting snow runoff. The vertical rock walls that protect the vines from the cold winds and reflect the heat absorbed from the sun back into the vineyards considerably mitigate the temperature and regulate air humidity. These conditions are virtually unique to this environment and essential for the best expressions. In this alpine climate, growers might still encounter issues with this light ripening variety, which is also prone to falling off bunches in windy sites and to botrytis rot in humid years. In the glass, deeply colored wine, due to one of the highest concentrations of anthocyanins, expect crunchy aromas of red berries, cranberry, and cherries, and darker fruits like blackberry and plum. Flavor, savory, and tarry notes add complexity to a fruit-forward bouquet, and in the best examples, a pleasantly refreshing bitter almond note lingers on the finish. The acidity is always bright, but the wine is never overly astringent on the tannic front. It is well-balanced, soft, and needs minimal aging to be appreciated. Specific styles. In the gravel-rich soils of the Rotaliano Plain, yields are generally high, resulting in light-bodied, fruity wines with good acidity and soft tannins. Also vinified as Rosato or Krezze, pink in color with hues ranging from coral to salmon to garnet, it is generally a highly enjoyable wine with a distinct fruity aroma, a dry taste, and a characteristic slightly bitter almond aftertaste. When yields are kept low, tannins are allowed to ripen fully and the wines mature in oak. These wines get bolder, delivering deeper fruit flavors, spices, and smoky notes, while still retaining good acidity and a soft tannic structure. At the table, Teroldego pairs well with cured meats, such as prosciutto or speck, and bacon dishes. Also delicious with various mountain cheeses. With pasta, it can pair well with a carbonara sauce or tagliatelle with wild boar ragu. In the case of a younger wine, choose chicken or juicy roast beef as a partner. With an aged wine, choose heartier meat dishes such as goulash, game, or venison stews. Associated regions and DOPs. Trentino DOC, Teroldego Rotaliano DOC, IGP Vigneti delle Dolomiti. In blends, it adds color to wines in Tuscany, Sicily, and Veneto. Outside of Italy, you can find small patches of Teroldego planted in California, in Santa Barbara, Amador County, and Lodi. It is also appearing in Colorado, Australia, and even as far south as Brazil. Benchmark producers: Foradori, Zeni, Mezza Corona, Marion.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.